Hey, come on. What did I just say to you? Yeah? Prove it. Repeat it back to me. That's exactly what I thought. Yes, I know your chest feels wet. Don't look down. Stay awake. Focus. Keep your eyes on me, okay? Keep looking at me. I see how heavy your eyelids are, but I need you to look at me and listen to me. This is important. What happened? You're hurt. You're hurt real bad. Yeah, I'm the cleric. I'm aware. But I'm out of spells. It's okay, don't panic. It's going to be okay, I got you. Sylvie, you remember Sylvie, right? She shapeshifted into a wolf and ran to camp to get you a healing potion. Yeah, Sylvie. Your girlfriend, the druid. How could you forget? Well, it looks like she's going to save the day. So, congratulations. I hope both of you are blessed with dozens of fat children. My job is to stay here with you, keeping pressure on the wound and making sure you stay awake. And apparently re-explaining things to you. Yeah, we were ambushed on our way out of the dungeon. We were limping back to camp, and some bandits thought they would try their luck. You took a hit from the last of them, and it's not good. You're losing a lot of blood, but it's going to be okay, all right? We're not gonna lose you today. Not after everything we've been through. We've decimated so many followers of that cult. But we're not done yet, okay? There's still more of them. What was I doing before you started asking questions? Yeah, my head was bowed. I was praying. I hoped. I was asking the gods to give me another spell to heal you. But I guess they're busy. I'm not really supposed to ask for things like that anyway. Don't look so shocked. It doesn't matter. Your girlfriend is going to come around the path any moment with a potion in her mouth, and then she'll save your life and slobber all over you. Then we'll go back to town, we'll cash in our treasure, and next thing you know, it will be time for the wedding. Oh, don't raise your eyebrows at me. I found the ring when I was looking through your backpack for a health potion. Congratulations. She's obviously perfect for you, and no one could ever forget how much the two of you have been through together. I don't sound happy for you? Ugh. Have you ever considered that she's not really that great for you? No, really. Just because you were kidnapped together doesn't mean that you're soulmates. And just because she's crazy about you doesn't mean that she's good for you. Sometimes I think you just started dating her because she asked. Oh, I'm sorry. Told. Do you have a girlfriend? No? Well, you do now. It's not cute or romantic. It's demanding. Are you paying attention? My point is, you're not together because you were attracted or compatible with her. Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you something. I know you love her, obviously. It's engraved on the proposal ring. Let's test this. Do you think love is all you need? Yeah, that's what I thought you'd say. But since you're on death's door and the pressure of my hand on your wound is the only thing keeping you from dying, you're going to listen to me. Hey. Hey. Eyes on me. Look here. I saw how long that blink was. You stay awake. No, it's true. I'm sick of bards and poets poisoning people with this idea that if you're in love, everything just magically falls into place. Mutual love isn't a sign from the gods that you're meant to be together. What else do you need? Asides from love? Everything. Love is only the first step. You need to have compatible worldviews. You need to be on the same page regarding children and starting a family. You have to want the same things and have common interests. Do you like her family? Or is her family just a wolf pack that adopted her as a mud-covered baby in the woods? Yeah? Yeah, I see you looking at me. Tell me what you and Sylvie do together for fun. Or do you both just kill the cultists who kidnapped you both? Have you ever played a game with her? Or talked to her about all the books that you read? It's like she doesn't even know you, and you're happy with that. Does she know how to hold a fork? How are you two going to have meals together when you retire? Yeah, yeah, I am mad about it. You're not thinking this through at all. And you're not considering who's compatible for you. Who could be better? Me. Yeah, me. We would be incredible together. We were adventuring together for years before she came along. Haven't you ever felt how the long hours spent traveling melt away when we speak? I've never felt more comfortable with another person. Something about you makes me feel safe. Makes me feel like I'm home. Hey, focus on me. Focus. I keep holding your blood inside you. I pray for you every night before I sleep. I pray for the gods to keep you and guard you. And I wish you'd just take a little bit more time before proposing. You're rushing into this thing that's supposed to be forever, and you deserve someone who does more than just love you. That's the minimum. You're worth so much more than that. You're paying attention, right? Yeah, good. keep looking at me. Are you mad? Are you mad about what I said? Good. Stay mad. Stay with me, okay? Look. Look, here comes your fiancé, shaped like a wolf. I've never been this happy to see her. I can see the potion in her teeth. It's gonna be okay. You can sleep now. And when you wake up, you'll be safe and warm. I got you. All right? No matter what, I got you.